Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley,
And
and
this is
this is
the
the
Amy and
Amy and
Haley
Haley
podcast.
podcast.
Woo! Happy spring, everybody. We are so excited that it is a time with flowers and butterflies and all sunshine, hopefully.
Yes. So today I thought it would be a great idea since it's spring to talk a little bit about spring cleaning because I feel like that's the vibe and like Earth Day is around this time. Do you know when Earth Day?
I'm gonna take a stab at it. I'm gonna say April 20th.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know, it's just like the vibe, you know?
Yeah,
Because
so I think it's.
zero is like the earth.
Yeah. I would imagine that if we both think that, then it must be April 20th.
I'm checking it right now as we
I
speak. Oh no, it's April
Oh,
22nd.
that's a bummer. Well,
That would
we were so close.
But yes, spring cleaning.
Yes, do you feel like when it comes around this time, you feel more in the mood for cleaning?
Well, I think that more so during when I was in school, and so there would be all this break, right? A real spring break. And then I would feel like, oh, this is like the only opportunity I'll have to clean. Because I do think during the summer, it's more like going on vacations or doing internships and you're just like hanging out more. And during like the holiday break, it's like the holidays, you know? So you're with family, you're not even thinking about cleaning. And so spring break, when I had a break, was more of that opportunity to do things I wouldn't normally be able to do, which is cleaning. And I'm not a cleaning person. So
Is it more like you keep your space clean automatically so you don't really have to like clean?
I think it kind of depends. So I do generally keep my space clean, but when I think about spring cleaning, I really like dive into the drawers and the closet. And I organize it or like take out like the clothes I don't wear anymore to donate. So like when I think spring cleaning, like deep cleaning, like getting like the nooks and crannies all organized. What about you?
I think that's not how I was thinking of spring cleaning,
Oh.
but I do think it's because I don't really keep my space that clean. And so anytime I clean, it's already deep, I think, is where that kind of comes in. Because, yeah, I think in like 2021, maybe, I think. I was still like partially working from home. And so I went through all of my clothes and tried to go through my stuff to like find things to toss and like give to Goodwill. And then I had bags of clothes that I was like, oh, wasn't really wearing. And I think it's kind of skewed also because depending on when you're doing it, like obviously, if I was partially working from home, like the clothes that I decided to put in these bags was like, obviously, clothes I'm not wearing because you feel like you wear less, obviously, like if you're working from home and you kind of like don't really put on real clothes kind of thing. So I was like, yeah, I'll put them in these bags and then I'll leave them for a bit. And if I think about the clothes and I could just go in and grab them and then I know I'll want that one versus everything else. If I forget about it, then I can give it away. And that sat for a while. And I just went through them. And only one bag stayed in terms of like clothes that I'll give away. But I thought that was okay, at least.
I like that strategy.
No, because it sat for years. So that wasn't the best plan, but it was like, yeah, once everything. Like when you go, I went back to work full time and stuff like that. Like I didn't really have time slash want to go through this stuff. Yeah.
I also think that Well, at least for me, it's hard to throw, like, decide to give things away or just like throw things, even if it's something as simple as, I don't know, like a drawing I made when I was a kid. Like, what if I want to look back at this, right?
Yeah, I keep everything. But I've been trying not to because it really adds up. But I thought that this episode would be more like you giving me tips on how to clean my life. Like to I thought I did not know that you were also a sentimental person, and I thought you would be able to give me some ideas of, like, oh, how do you decide whether something is worth keeping or not?
Gosh.
Because I struggle.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Yeah, because I think that because most recently I was because I like to keep like my old school stuff. And so even if from high school when I was taking calculus, the teacher gave me this like pink sheet where I had like all the formulas and I'm like, wow, this is so valuable. And
It
so
is.
I found like my whole stack of calculus homework and I was like, okay, well, I probably won't need this, right? So I was like throwing those out and then I see the pink sheet and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll need this, even though I don't do any calculus or anything remotely close to that kind of math on a daily basis or at all. I kept that. I think it's like some of the things for me, I do keep, but then also it's like I'm trying to be more proactive about not hoarding everything.
No,
I'm sorry.
it's
Oh,
good that you threw away your home because I do agree. I think that pink sheet is useful. I have like all of my notes from like chem that I kept from high school because I thought this is important stuff. Oh, but here's the real kicker. Because did you use like any, for example, did you use the pink sheet in college?
No. But you do you in college?
No, I didn't use anything. And the thing is that, like, I thought, so in that case, if I didn't, I should have just tossed it because I did take chem classes and I also kept some econ notes from high school and I took econ classes too, you know? So it's like I took classes in college that I took in high school for like preliminary knowledge that would potentially have been useful. Like, it would be more useful in college than it would be in my everyday life now. But guess what? I still have all of my stuff. And now I also have college notes along with high school notes. So I'm like, but it's still here. So it's just like, I feel like though I have like pared it down a little bit over the years. Like, each year I'm like, oh, I haven't used this, I'll toss it, but I still keep some stuff because what if?
Yeah, I feel the same way. But now I think that like you said, like with each year that passes, then you feel more inclined to do so.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
I think the further you get from having like written it, because obviously, right after you graduate high school, it feels very fresh that you're like, I spent, you know, a semester working on this. This is months of my life. And, but I think, yeah, as you get older, you're like, oh, well, you know, those months of my life weren't, they were so long ago. They don't even matter anymore.
I don't know if this is on topic or off topic, but it reminded me of photos on my phone. So I take lots of photos and lots of videos, and my greatest fear is like losing my phone and like losing all those memories. And so something that I've been doing is so I got myself a what is it called, like a hard drive. So then I could put in all my photos in there. But even the act of like after uploading the photos into the hard drive, I need to like delete them on my phone so there's space. And it's always really hard for me to delete them, even though I know that they're in the hard drive. It's just like sad. It's like deleting the memories from the phone, and that makes me sad.
Well, it's especially because you use your phone every day. And so, like, you see them, or if you're somewhere and you're like, oh, remember that time? And the person's like, no. And you're trying to look up the photos if it's like no longer on your phone. But also, in the same sense of like, if it's not in front of my face, I forget about it. And so, like, on the hard drive, I mean, I guess when you put in new photos, but like, how often do you look at the photos that
I
you have
know
in
you
there?
don't. They're just in there.
Yeah, so I feel like it's better to have them on your phone because that's like, oh, you want, like, when you need it, it'll be there.
Yeah, it's really sad. I just did my next rotation. So, because I have like so many photos and videos each year, I could only have the 1 year previous. So, right now I only have 2022.
Wait, so in that hard drive, if anyone has listened to our episode a few episodes ago about high school memories that you were looking for photos, would they be in that hard drive?
Yeah, they probably would be in that hard drive.
Wow, that's where they're contained, and that's why you couldn't find them.
Yep.
So, do you ever go through it and like delete photos? Or do you also, okay, two-part question. One, do you ever go through the photos on your hard drive and delete ones that you're like, oh, actually, I don't really need this? Or two, when you're putting them on the hard drive, you're already sort of deleting ones that you're like, oh, yeah, I don't really need that.
So when I put them in my hard drive, so the process is that now I'm doing it a little bit more often. Before, I would just do it like at the end of the year, and I would just like put it all in, and then once they're all in, I would delete all the ones like the entire year from my phone. And then I realized that if I ever wanted to look back, like that's just like, yeah, you can sort through by date and then kind of like look at the photos, but then that's like a lot of scrolling, and then the photos have to load like the little preview images. And so now I'm trying to upload my photos every 3 months. And then I have like a folder. So it's like January through March, you know? And then I don't delete them. And so I think like delete them from my phone. And so I think then at the end of the year, I can kind of like sort through which ones that I can delete from my phone, and then the ones that I like want to keep for a little longer.
So, like the ones that in your hard drive, you just put them all in there and you don't really like go through them. So, like if you took a picture of your license plate, it will be in your hard drive.
Yep, and I would never find it. They're not labeled. Unorganized. I always thought about that. I'm like, oh, should I label it by like people and then like by things? That's just like a lot
It's a
of
lot.
work. So the closest we got is by month, you know, like you're
Okay,
like, oh, like Christmas will be in, you know.
yeah, I sort of similar. I don't take as many photos as you do, but what I started doing is that I on my phone though, I made like a separate album. And so at the end of each month, I would put my photos from that month into like for that month. And so I have it for the year. So I have 2022, and then in 2022, it's got all the months. That has like my photos for the months. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's sort of like sorted. If I'm looking for something and I think I know what month it is, I could go through that. Apparently, I stopped in October. And I thought that would be good because then I could go through like each month and then delete photos that are like, you know, like useless. And then I just never did that. So the thought is like there. And then I just stopped randomly. It's like April of 2023. So that means I haven't done it for like 5 months.
Hurry, get back onto it.
It's too late now. There is no hope. But I did see this. I know this isn't really how you. I'm like getting off topic, I guess. But I saw this TikTok that was like a good way to sort of, because not everyone does the hard drive thing or like deletes, right? So that it really, really adds up, you know, as yours was doing sort of thing. But they say that they'll like go to their photos and they'll pick that day. So like, for example, today when you guys are listening to this, it's April 18th. And so you just like go to April 18th, and then all the photos like from the previous years of that date, you just like delete the ones that you think are irrelevant. So it's like at the end of the year, you've then like gone through your photos kind of thing. Which I was like, oh, but then you would have to do it like every
Yeah.
day.
I don't want to do that every day.
Yeah, but it would be less daunting than me when I'm going through it and just like randomly, selecting ones. Like, oh, I'll delete these ones.
So you have everything on your phone?
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Like, how does that work?
Because, okay, here's the thing though, is that this is like sort of my first year of having an iPhone. And so one of my reasons for getting an iPhone is that obviously your photos, they like just transfer. You don't really have to do anything. And it just, when you get a new phone, your photos will be on there. And I thought that was really cool because all my other phones, I still have. And so I've always tried to like just download them onto my computer, but I don't think I've done that in a while. Well, like I would download them to my computer and then try to like re-download them on my new phone, you know? But like obviously things get lost and then the date is like the date you downloaded them.
Yeah, it's all messed up.
Yeah, which I hated. And so that was like one of the deciding factors of why I wanted to get an iPhone because it's just so easy. It's just like
Yeah.
everything just goes. And I'm like, that's nice. And I was like, well, so all on my phone, yeah, ideally I would like to have all of my photos on my phone because when would I like when I'm never gonna be on my computer like looking for a photo and yeah, the whole thing that like the little icons have to load, I'm never gonna be clicking on these photos and then like clicking through them. Like the phone is just so easy. And so I kind of have an album on my phone of like old photos and I try to separate them between like college and high school.
But yeah, I can also see how like this is like your first time having an iPhone. So then maybe like revisit and then see how the process is working. Because I also feel like for me, it's just like way too many photos on my phone.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I need to separate it or else. So
Yeah.
a
How
form
many?
of cleaning.
Wait, as of right now, how many photos do you have?
I just deleted some. Like 5,800, and I had just deleted 3,000, so it
Yeah, so I feel
was
like for me, it'll be kind of fun. I know, but like our other friend, she has a ton of photos, like so many. So like right now, I have 4,000, and she, I this might be like totally wrong, but I feel like she has like 16,000.
Oh my
I'm just
gosh.
like, that's probably very wrong. I don't even know.
Well, she is quite the photographer.
She is.
I follow her on
Like,
Instagram.
yeah. So yeah, that does seem like really chaotic, but I feel like it would take me a long time to get there because obviously 4,000 is like me plus like college and high school photos
Yeah.
on my phone. And you just deleted 3,000 from like the last 3 months.
No, from I think I deleted 2021 photos. I think
Okay,
that's what it
so
is.
3,000 from the year.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. That'd be a
Wait,
lot.
that's so many because there's only 365 days in a year. That's like 10 photos a day. Well, I guess if you think about like the big event ones, you take like,
Yeah.
but you're also in like social media, so like
But
manage.
like
Are any of those work photos?
no, they used to be. When I worked
Okay.
at my old place, I had too many work photos. But now I have excellent work-life balance
That's
and
good.
I don't have those on my phone anymore.
Progress.
Yeah, it would be such a pain because like I said, like when I would upload them onto the hard drive, I would see them like kind of like going in. I'm like, oh, I don't want those.
Yeah.
But I already selected all and
I do think having a hard drive is smart.
well, once you have a bunch more, but
Well,
you don't have to get there yet.
I do think it's like, you know how our parents, or I'm sure your parents, they have like photo albums.
Yeah.
I feel like our generation is like hard drives. And so if you
Yeah.
do one, I mean, depend, obviously you don't take like that many, or if you get a smaller hard drive, but one hard drive for every year. And it would be like that. So if you want to go through the year, you just like pull out the hard drive and plug her
Yeah,
in.
basically. Yeah, aw. It gave me flashbacks because when I was a kid, we used to get a Costco and get the photos developed. And then I'd be so excited to like when the photos came and then like putting them all in like the photo album.
Yeah,
So.
it's funny because I didn't know this, but so my dad retired and his coworkers like wanted to throw him a little retirement party. And so they were asking for like a photo, a specific photo that I don't know how they had it, but they were like, they had a photo of the photo. And they were like, do you have the original of this? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I can look for it. And I was like, Mom, like, where are all of our photos? Because I was like looking for our photo albums and they're like recent-ish, like from 2003 or something. And so this photo was of my dad when he was probably like our age, maybe. And so obviously that's not from 2003. That's like from, you know, whenever that would be,
Yeah,
like the early
further back.
90s. So I'm like, where are all those photos? Like, obviously, where are the photos of you guys being young? I don't want to see when you have kids. And so she pulls out this like box that just has the photos in it. Like, she's like, yeah, it's not organized. I'm like, what is this chaotic nightmare? Why do you have photo albums of, you know, I guess like you do it when you have kids and stuff. You're like, oh, maybe I'll get a photo album. But I was like, Mom, this is a huge box of just like photos. She's like, yeah. So we were like going through it, and it was kind of cool to see photos I had never seen before, just because they've been in this box. So I feel like it would be like that. Like your kid would be like, oh, where's this photo? And then you pull out this hard drive.
The hard drive's the box.
Yeah. And
Unorganized.
like look through those photos, and you're like, seriously, Mom? You're just like, what? Sorry, was there a question? Did I just spout? I think I just spouted that story for no reason. You're welcome for blessing your ears. I'm sorry, that was irrelevant.
That's okay. That's a great trip down memory lane for me thinking about photos being developed. But you were talking about when you mentioned TikTok earlier, I was thinking about how people and there's those like TikTokers who make everything really clean. Like they clean for the video. Like, have you seen those? And it just makes me feel like I want to do that, but then it's like extra work. So like an example would be like they put their spices in really nice spice clear containers, but then it's like they're emptying out their container to put in another container. So I feel like those are also like nice, but also like not necessary at the same time.
Yeah, it is kind of like I wish refill stations were like more prominent, because then that would make sense that you have like a nice container and then you just take it to wherever and they could just like fill the spice for you, so you don't need the secondary sort of like container. Yeah, maybe one day those will
That'd be
be
really
more.
cool. I think I saw one on TikTok too. They're like, oh, gonna go to refill my soaps and my detergent and all of that.
And I'm like, I always think, where is that? Like, I wish they, you know, sometimes they'll have their location in and other times they won't. I'm like, where are you?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. But it's just like you said, like more people need to have that,
Yeah. And
like a place for us to do it.
it's like really hard because obviously corporations and stuff aren't gonna do that, like, aren't gonna really take the initiative because they're like, people are still buying our products. And also, you know, because in people's head, they're like, oh, if I'm just refilling something, it should be less money, kind of thing. But I mean, like, if you're gonna save the planet, I'm fine, like, spending the same amount or whatever, or like, whatever you decide, because, like, all the plastic. Yeah, sometimes have you heard that thing that's like, it's called, I guess, I wanna say that it's called like CoreCore.
You explain it, what it is?
It's like, I guess, just like a dystope. Let me look it up. Just because I don't want to say anything that's like incorrect, but the vibe, core meaning. Well, here's what it says. It's on Urban Dictionary, describes core as kind of a deconstructed art, basically invoking emotion out of a series of clips that you develop your own meaning to. Core content is introspective. And then so it says,
Example sentence you're gonna read.
no. But it says that it's core content on TikTok stitches together seemingly unrelated clips, set to often somber music to convey new meaning and emotion through juxtaposition. That sounds very like critical, scholarly.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, here we go. So it says like sort of, for example, cottagecore is an aesthetic centered around romanticized rural living. So like cottagecore is a type of core, and I guess like
Yeah.
core is a type of core, and I feel like dystopian core kind of thing
That's core.
in my head. Yeah.
Okay. 'Cause I've heard of
Because
cottage core.
yeah,
I've
as
never heard
one
of
does.
core.
I feel like they're like videos that you watch that, like I've seen a few that are like feminism centered, where they'll have like clips, of really misogynistic comments and like of the women march. So like I guess what they're saying is that they'll like do random clips together to like get a meaning across, which I'm like, is
Yeah.
that not anything?
Yeah. Is that not everything
Yeah.
you see?
So I feel like it's just like sad the world is ending content. But apparently that's not what the internet is telling me. So
You can make up your own meaning because Urban Dictionary is just people telling people what their definition of the term is.
yeah, but I'm not really good at explaining stuff, so I was really hoping that they would have a good definition so that I wouldn't have to try and use words. But yeah, I don't know why I brought that up.
Oh, because like saving the earth.
Oh yeah. So I've seen a few that are like in Target, they'll like record Target and like all those Amazon hauls and stuff like that. So they'll like clip all of these overconsumption clips together to obviously get the meaning across, like all of this stuff is just not good. The world's dying. We need to be better, kind of thing. And it is like, I never, like, obviously the Amazon hauls and stuff, like people buying unnecessary stuff. I was like, yeah, I'll try to do less of that. But the fact that they did a Target and just showing like the aisles of so much product, I like never really actually connected the two because I'm like, oh yeah, obviously people are going to want choices and you have to have a stock so that, if you run out and stuff, but like how much of that stuff, like where does it go? How much of that stuff gets thrown away? And I'm like, if I can't think about it too much or else I start freaking out, but yeah.
Yeah, and then that made me think of when I also saw another video where they were telling, like showing how much restaurants and like food places just throw food out. Like there's like a lot
Yeah.
of waste. And so that just makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, that is just corporations. And that's like just a real issue, is that individual, and that's everyone's like, oh yeah, these corporations are trying to put the blame on you, on the consumer. But really, it's like on them, the amount of waste that they do is like way more than one single person could do, kind of thing. But feel like we can't change anything, anyways.
Yeah, it's just
But
so sad.
yeah, sorry. I'm glad that I feel like we're on the same page. And so I feel like that's also one of the reasons why I have issues throwing something away because I don't want to like, throw something away and then have to buy something like similar. And so I'm like, well, I'll just keep this just in case.
That also made me think, how for Christmas people were showing how like wrapping paper is not really good for the environment, and so they were suggesting using like different things. I don't seem to remember like paper, regular left used advertisements. I don't even remember. But they had another alternative, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. Or they just said use reuse gift bags, which is something I do a lot.
Yeah. My mom, we do. So, Amy and I, we have this. I don't know, I'm sure Amy's known, but we kind of have like a bag that gets passed around. Yeah, like a birthday bag that we give. But yeah, so my mom, she does this thing where she'll do like just like a handkerchief and she'll just wrap our gift in that. And so then you get to open it, but like obviously it's just a handkerchief. So you just like keep it kind of thing. And so I was like, yeah, we should do that. Obviously, only for family we do that like internally, because it'd be weird. Like I'm giving you this gift and it's like wrapped in, you're like, what is this? And you're like, actually, that's mine. It's not for you.
I
Yeah,
feel
I
like I
agree.
would think that would be for me if you gave the round.
like now when I think about the gift that I'm giving you, maybe I'll just wrap it in like something that's also a gift, like a little, I'll give you a handkerchief.
Do you have the bag, our traveling bag, or is it in my closet? I feel like I might have seen it, but I don't know if
Because
I give it back to you.
I feel like I gave it to you. I don't think I have it.
Okay, then it's probably in my closet. I can give it back to you, and then you can give it to me. Give it back
What,
to
you
you.
don't want a handkerchief?
Oh, yeah. But I don't want you to feel like you have to give me a handkerchief because I'm not going to give
Well, maybe
it
you would. Maybe he'll wrap
back.
my gift in that, and then it's just the traveling handkerchief. No, because
Wait.
if I, yes.
No, go ahead.
If I pick out one that's like for you, then that's like an additional gift on top of a gift. Anyways, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say we would have upgraded from bag to handkerchief. Because bag's just like plastic bag or like a whatever it's made out of.
That's
Paper
true.
plastic bag. But then we go bam, handkerchief, one level up.
That's true.
Soon we could and then we could be like pants. You know, the traveling pants.
Did you read that book?
I didn't. Did you?
I feel like I did. Not that I remember anything.
I only remember seeing the trailer.
Oh, you didn't even watch the movie?
Nope.
I don't think I watched the
Speaking of movies, sorry, you're gonna be random, but I did watch, I didn't finish. Definitely Maybe. And I was really confused because I was like, who's the
That's the whole point. What do you mean? That's because you haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, I know I did finish it. I got to the point. Wait, spoilers. If people haven't watched the movie, definitely maybe it's a rom-com with Ryan Reynolds. Okay. I stopped at the part where he felt bad for kissing the other girl when he was with his high school or college girlfriend.
Oh,
And he was like
like
gonna,
April?
yeah. And then he was like, oh, no, and then she was like, I did it with your
R yeah,
roommate.
yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh. Da, da, da. So then I was like, wait, what? Oh no, who's the mom?
That was horrible.
That was horrible. Then I was like, why would Haley make me watch this movie? I'm sad because I thought it was her.
It still could be.
I'm always cheering for the OG.
Okay, but she slept with his roommate.
I
That's
know.
horrible.
That is
He was like, I
horrible.
was lonely. Never a
That's the
reason.
worst. Makes me so sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'm like, now that you mention it, the movie has so many like uncomfortable parts. But so far, do you like it?
I
No.
think I think it's just because it's so different. Like, I'm just like, where is this going? Because usually think about it. Like, if it's a rom-com or like a romantic movie, you know, like it's clear who
Yeah.
the characters are. So like this is a different spin to it. And so I think it's like hard for me to grasp. I haven't finished
Okay.
it.
Yeah. I
So,
feel
you
like,
know.
okay, I feel like when you finish it, well, we'll see because I am like, yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable, but you might not like it now the more I think about it.
Oh my
But I feel like watch like you have to watch it till the end because everything and like obviously the story progresses more and there's like multiple characters and stuff so you kind of like get to know them more throughout the
gosh.
movie so maybe
Definitely, maybe.
yeah the movie's so old though when I think about the little girl like she's so cute but she's like an adult now crazy.
Crazy, crazy. Yes. But I just had to tell you that before I forget. You know, sometimes when we see each other, we just talk about like these things and we jump into it. And then, like, I just completely forget about things I want to tell you.
I know. I think about that all the time that I'm like, oh, I should write down these things, but then I forget before I even can write it down. And also, yes, I think, oh, I'll remember. And then obviously I don't. I'm like, well.
Even texting is bad because I'm like, oh, yeah, let me text Haley. And then I get distracted on my phone. And then I like open your message. I'm like, wait, what was I gonna text you?
Okay. On a side note, my friend texted me and she listened to our episode where we were trying to
Oh no. What is it?
No, and she, we were trying to find that song, and she said she knew immediately when you said that it had to do with rings, and she was like, "It's Endlessly by the Cab," and I was like, "Oh," she's like, "I knew immediately," and I was like, "How? It took us forever." But I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, that's so funny. That made my day. That's so funny. Because that was like a core memory for me. Because I just remember like my brain thinking so hard, focusing all my energy because I knew the name of this song and I was thinking about that song. But then when we were talking about it, it just disappeared out of my memory and we just couldn't think of it. So that's awesome. I'm glad our friend was able to think about it and know immediately.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't as good as she was because otherwise we could have saved 30 minutes of our lives.
Well, I would love to bring her on as a guest speaker sometime.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that'd be fun. We'll see what she says.
Yeah, she could even choose a topic. We'll do random topic and just throw things out. It'll be
Okay,
fun and chaotic.
like this one.
Yeah, basically. Not even talking about cleaning anymore.
I know, we kind of went off the rails. I'm sorry.
It's what it's all about. The Amy and Haley podcast. You never know what you're gonna get.
I know. I'm like, I hope when I'm editing this, it sounds good. But I was also thinking we could have another guest because I got Daisy Joan and the Six from the library.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe if you want to read it
Yeah.
too, because our other friend has that. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to read that one. And I was like, oh, you should do it because Amy and I were talking about it and you could be a guest on our podcast.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to put it on hold at the library. Speaking of the library, I just like feel like I haven't talked to you about books in a long time. Well, like, you know, if you're listening, you feel like Haley and I talk about books a lot. But to me, as we're recording, the schedule is not always like that. And so I got these new books at the library and I wanted to show
Oh,
you.
I'm excited.
I was really excited. Okay. So tell me if you read any of these. So I got this book, A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon.
No, I haven't. Oh, that cover is really cute.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so for the people, for the people listening.
Amy's trying to show me the book. But we're on Zoom right now, and so it's blank. She has her background. It's just covering the book. That's so crazy.
It's funnier because the people listening to the podcast can't see, and then I'm trying to show you the book and you can't see. Anyways, so it's a girl and a guy. The cover is a girl and a guy and they're facing back to back. And what I thought was funny was when I got the book, I thought the title was A Witch's Guide to Dating a Fake Demon, not A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon.
Oh, that
So I
would
thought
be
the demon was
confusing.
fake. But anyways.
Instead of dating is fake. Did you put that on hold or were you just like at the library and you picked out ones?
I was just at the library and I picked that one.
Oh, interesting. Do you whenever you're at the library, do you like pull up Goodreads and like
Yeah.
look at it?
They
Because it's
have to
under
hit a
four
standard.
stars.
It is under 4 stars because I was standing there for too long and I just got a bunch of 3.2, 3.2. I even got 2.7. And I
Ooh,
was like,
rough.
okay, like I gotta go, but I always have this urge that when I go to the library, I just need to grab something. So then I feel like I take a little bit of the library with me.
Oh, cute.
So I have to settle with not just this one, but then also another one because Haley mentioned that because I only read over 4-star books, but these are the exceptions, I guess. This other one is new. It's called Love and Other Flight Delays. So
Oh.
I got these two books at the same time.
Oh,
And
they're
their covers
cute.
are both yellow.
Yeah, and they have people on it too.
Two, yes. And then the other ones I put them on hold. So this is I got a YA called Six Crimson Cranes, and it's a
Ooh.
fantasy. And then one of my friends recommended this one to me, Conversations on Love, and she rated it 5 stars. So I was like,
Oh.
well, I'm definitely interested in a good 5-star read, but it's nonfiction, so it's different than what I'm usually into. And then I got The Dead Romantics.
Ah,
That's the one. What?
I just saw an Instagram reel on that it was overrated.
Oh no.
But don't take that into consideration.
I'm taking it into consideration. Isn't this one the one I told you? Oh, we should read together.
Yes, it is.
Oh gosh.
Wait,
Well,
so you
it's
have it already,
no, but
Amy?
I'm not gonna read it because remember in our last conversation, you said, isn't King of Scars really thick? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And then you're like, once you get it, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, Haley was right. It is really thick. I think it's like 500 pages.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So basically, I have a lot of reading to do before I get to The Dead Romantics.
Yeah, you have a lot of reading to do.
Yeah, so it's this first, King of Scars, then Six Crimson Cranes, and then the Love Book, then the other two, and then The Dead Romantics. So, there's no rush.
Okay, yeah, I was just Six Crimson Cranes is really highly rated.
You want to read it together?
Well, we'll see, 'cause you're way ahead of me. I still gotta catch up on our other books. Amy, please.
Yes. So well, I'm trying to think. I was gonna say I'm on a slump, but sometimes the slumps are like really fast, and then I forget that I'm in a slump, and then by the time I tell you I'm in a slump, I'm no longer in the slump.
Yeah, you're literally five books in. That's so many.
Yes, but I was really excited because whenever I get into the swing of like a reading mood again, I always think about you,
Aww.
and because you're my reader friend, and I'm like, I must tell Haley because no one else will understand like Haley will understand.
Oh, cute. No, but Six Crimson and Cranes sounds really good. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll read that one.
Yeah, I got a good review. It was on my to reads list for a really long time, actually.
Oh.
But when I first got into book talk, I think I was in that
Oh.
kind of on that side, like the teen fantasy. And then it was recommended a lot, and I added it. And then I ended up adding so many books that it like went all the way on the bottom of my to reads list.
And finally, it's
Finally,
here.
yes.
Yeah, because, oh, okay. So our next episode is The Very Secret Society of Irregular R Witches. And so I'm reading that right now.
I wanted to ask you about it, but then that's for the podcast
Well,
episode.
a little teaser.
Teaser.
Amy, you convinced me that it was going to be good.
You don't like it?
I'm struggling. And I think it.
Oh
But I'm like reading it and I was like, Amy said it was gonna be
no. Wait, I
good.
actually thought, what page are you on?
Okay, yeah, I think I'm pretty early in.
Yeah, but like fifth page 50, like early
Amy,
50.
well, I'm
Oh,
on like chapter 11.
okay.
I think there's 30 chapters. Wait, am I a third of the way in?
Dang.
It's because I was reading it. I was reading it a few days ago, and I was just trying to push through because I was like, I gotta get past the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what it feels like that I'm like, it feels like a chore to read it.
I feel like it's really cutesy, and the themes are something that you would like, so that's why I
No, yeah,
thought.
I was like, yeah. It is like cute. I don't know. When I s sort of step away, I'm like, yeah, it's a cute book. I don't know why I'm having a hard time getting into it though. But we can talk about it when I finish it.
Yes,
Maybe
right.
it's
Maybe
better.
the tables will turn.
Yeah, maybe you actually just psyched me out and you also didn't like it.
I wonder
We'll
if
see.
there's any difference like reading it in like a regular environment or reading it where you have nothing else to do but read. Because
Yeah,
I
because
read it on the plane.
yeah.
So I wonder if the mindset in my head was like, Amy, if you don't like this book, you're screwed because you're going to be suffering this entire flight. And then my brain did its magic and it was like, you like this book.
Yeah, I don't, maybe, but I
We'll
feel like,
revisit.
yeah, yes, this is a conversation for next week. So if you guys want to see whose side you're on, you should read The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. I
Do
would,
it.
that'll be next week's episode. Okay, well, I am sorry we didn't really get a lot about cleaning.
Maybe we should change the topic, the
Our existential crisis about
Maybe,
this
yeah.
consumeristic capitalism world that we live in.
You know,
Yeah,
we
that's
should
true.
retitle our ones where we just like go completely off the topic that we were supposed to go on. Just like talks. Amy Haley talks. I don't know. And then in the description, just add like everything that we talk about.
Have a hard time writing our descriptions,
I think
but.
they're really good.
Oh, thank you. That makes me happy. So, on to recommendations.
For me, this is actually a song that I just heard today. It's been a while since I went on
Ooh.
the Discover like Week Songs for
Weekly?
You
Oh,
and
yeah.
Discover Weekly, that kind of like area of Spotify. And so they recommended this song called Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. And I really liked it on the first listen. And I haven't listened to it like since because I was working when I was like listening to the playlist. But I feel like if I liked it on the first listen, I should listen to it again, and then maybe I'll like it some more. So that's why I'm recommending it. A song that I
Oh,
liked on the first listen.
it's probably really good then. Okay, I'll pick one then that also I have on my playlist that I think I liked, but at the same time, I can't remember how it goes.
Oh, that's
So,
exciting. Same vibes.
yeah, I liked it on the first listen, and now I don't know. It's called Roll the Credits by Cal.
All right, I'll give it a listen.
Okay, I can't tell you anything about it because I don't know. I think it's Poppy.
It's okay, me neither. So you
Okay.
tell me how the other song goes.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week. I hope everyone has a great rest of your week.
Woo! Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye!